This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Xiao Ning and Chuang. It is now 7:46 in the morning, Friday, 10th of July. And we're going to be taking a look at the general insurance industry because over the last few months, we've been looking at the various sectors across the Malaysian business landscape to find out the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and, of course, the subsequent movement control orders. So today, we look at the general insurance industry, which, of course, covers a wide range of products from motor insurance, fire, homeowner insurance, medical, personal, accident, and even travel insurance.
So as car sales plummet, travel plans are cancelled, more people get sick. The question is, how has the general industry, insurance industry fared, especially again, shining against the backdrop of fears of a recession?
Yeah, so for more on this, we have on the line with us Anthony Lee, Chairman of General Insurance Association of Malaysia. Thank you for joining us this morning, Anthony. Now, insurance was an essential service, so it was fully operational even in phase one of the movement control order. But I want to know, what were some of the challenges you faced?
Yeah, obviously trying to, you know, get set up throughout that time was difficult because, you know, it wasn't clear yet in all states. For example, there were certain states where police were still questioning our need to open, etc. So it took a while to get a steady state going. People were worried about, you know, how to operate. We still operated a lot in split shifts. Some of us were really quite using a lot of technology, working from home. So it was we had to get quickly used to a different way of operating and how do we support all our customers when a lot of them couldn't, you know, were wanting not to come in and do face to face. So these were quite a lot of the initial challenges. We also rallied, as you would have known, we set up a COVID-19 test fund for the industry. So we raised about 8 million ringgit. So this allowed testing for policyholders and also for emergencies when there were cases coming in.
Yeah, Anthony, the damage and fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic has been widespread. Have you seen a trend line in terms of claims ratio spiking? Or, in fact, what's your feedback on the claims ratios?
So what we've seen, actually, of course, with auto, people not allowed to drive, fortunately, the good side of it was there were less deaths on the road. So that, for those few months, definitely came down, which was a positive. We've not seen any, you know, as you know, I think in Malaysia, we seem to touch wood cope very well with the virus. Deaths have been relatively low. So, you know, it hasn't had such a major impact. Travel insurance, on the other hand, those that had bought policies before COVID-19, they obviously enjoyed, you know, getting reimbursements on all trip cancellations, etc. So there was, you know, obviously a spike on travel insurance claims.
But in this new COVID-19 era, right, how has the general insurance players pivoted in this new environment? What are some of the trends we are going to see or have actually already begun to develop?
Yeah, so the move towards digital is huge, right? So, you know, I think what people are saying, what we expected to take 3 years to do, you know, in a space of 3 months, if you look at the number of people now happily to transact online, that's definitely been a big, big change. So everyone is ramping up all their digital capabilities. And that's a good thing because that allows us to lower our cost of distribution and it makes it more efficient to service the customers.
Well, I think the key thing, Anthony, is the fact that relationships have been very important, historically speaking, where policy uptake has been concerned. Not many people like to deal with the internet because it's very unpersonal. What's your feedback on the uptake on the digital front?
Yeah, so for straightforward types of insurance, I think, you know, travel insurance has always been the no-brainer, right? People are very comfortable to transact online. Others, so we see agents also becoming more digital, using digital tools. So they're more comfortable, you know, you don't need the face-to-face. I think that's the key. You can use, you know, video is now, everyone's very familiar with Zoom and all these things. They've learned very quickly. Even I've seen agents, you know, a lot of them who before would be very loath to use technology are now scrambling and asking us to help them, teach them how to use it. And so I think people are less concerned. As long as they can get good advice, whether it's written, spoken, and can be spoken with visual as well, right? So all of that people are much more comfortable, and everyone saves a lot of time, not having to get stuck in traffic jams going around town.
But I think we're all expecting an economic slowdown. So is the industry also expecting a slowdown in terms of gross written premiums for this year and maybe even beyond?
Yeah, so there's no doubt half of the insurance, general insurance, is related to motor, right? So auto sales is a big, big component. So we've taken a hit in terms of one quarter. If you look at it this year, basically it's 9 months of a year. So sales will definitely be down in that regard. What we are seeing, though, is there is a pickup now. So some of the measures of relief are beginning to take hold. I think the reduction in or elimination of sales tax on cars is also helping. However, it will not be what it was last year. So, it'll definitely be down over last year overall. And we anticipate some pickup next year. And it remains to be seen, right? So certain other economies in China, for example, people have gone out and bought cars because they're worried about taking public transport. So we're not sure. It's too early to tell how this trend is going to be. But in terms of a year-on-year, 2020 will definitely be slower compared to 2019.
Well, talking about slowdown, talking about premiums, Anthony, I'm not sure whether Bank Negara's exhortation to players in terms of offering respite to people is covered. I understand insurance premiums continue unabated. Is there room for the industry to help premium, policyholders in these trying times?
Yeah, so we have actually, if we looked at a measurement I got statistically, so to date, I think we said monetary-wise, there's been about approximately 36 million ringgit in terms of value of assistance. And that includes, changes in credit terms, extensions of coverage, other relief measures, and we reckon that about 55,000 individuals and 7,700 businesses have benefited from some of this. Auto remains still is a cash before cover policy, right? So it's a bit difficult to change the way that operates, simply because you are on the road straight away and the coverage has to be there. But where we can and where we have, as I've said earlier, we've done quite a bit, and I think that continues to be in place. And there have been also extensions of coverage and add-ons, right? So some firms have offered COVID-19 extensions, without charging, et cetera. So industry is trying to, help as much as it can.
Now, the industry was supposed to go through further liberalisation, right, with the continued de-tarification of both motor and fire, for example. Do you expect any delay on that front because of COVID-19?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not really... Well, primarily the key issue is the economic situation, right? So I think Bank Negara is concerned about an impact to the lower income bracket. Hence, there is a delay. However, as insurers, we are still strongly arguing to keep it on track because, you basically have the good drivers still subsidizing the bad drivers, which I don't think is a very fair way to, charge the public.
Yeah, it might be good. It might make more sense to accelerate that reform now because it would be a nice relief for well-behaved drivers to be paying less premiums, Anthony. Is there a motivation for the industry to accelerate that reform then?
Look, I think we continue to engage with Bank Negara and we definitely are encouraging them to accelerate because there's been so much change as a result of COVID. I think people are already used to change. So I think it's the right time because otherwise there's never going to be a good time and this thing gets dragged on forever. And it's very unsatisfactory and creates, distortions in the market. So we are absolutely pushing for that. And hopefully Bank Negara and the government will be, able to take the thing and just work with us to push it further.
Okay, thank you for your time this morning, Anthony. That was Anthony Lee, Chairman of General Insurance Association of Malaysia. I think the last point about the reform, right? Yeah, COVID-19 should not be an excuse for, continued liberalisation of this de-tarification of both motor and actually fire. Because it has been delayed. Some parts of it have been liberalised, but not completely. And his point is true. Why should bad drivers subsidise good ones?
Yeah, and it's something that has been in existence in the UK for a long time. If you're Category 20 and you drive drive a fast car and you've had accidents in the past, you should be paying much higher insurance, right?
Yeah, it should be a point system, right? In terms of your history, you know, your age, certain things count in terms of whether you're a bad or good driver.
No, there's so many factors. Actually, when I looked at it a couple of years ago, right, it's down to what car you drive, how old you are, what neighborhood you live
in.
So, you know, obviously, if you drive a Toyota and you live in, like, say, Bangsar Heights and you're like 65, you're going to pay like a fraction of what someone on the opposite side would be paying, right?
Possibly. But, you know, I think what's definitely happening to the general insurance is that they're feeling some pressure in terms of gross written premiums, right? Because, you know, like they say, half of their sales is auto and, you know, car sales this year are supposed to come down. And even things like homeowner, you know, insurance, because there'll be less people buying homes over this period. And nobody is traveling, or very few people are traveling.
Well, bizarrely, maybe there could be some positive signs, because if people are afraid for their, you know, for their health or for their futures, they might be buying policies now. You know, life insurance, for example, could be getting a fillip. And then the other thing is that motor insurance doesn't offer much by way of profit margins. We know it's a loss leader for many guys, right?
Yeah, it's very competitive.
And then on the flip side as well, with claims dropping because so few cars are on the road, you never know, right?
Not anymore, though, because the traffic
has
returned back to normal. The gridlock is here. But this morning, we did run a poll, and we're still running the poll, asking, have you looked to increase your insurance coverage since the COVID-19 pandemic? And there were four options. Yes, yes, but can't afford. No, no, don't need. And no, too complicated. And guess what? The one with the most answers is no, don't need. 44% say they shouldn't need more coverage. But what's interesting is 29% say yes, but they can't afford it. And if anything, that's indication of what's happening in terms of our economy. People are feeling a bit tight. But anyway, we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, the breakfast grill, where Lin Mark talks to Natalie Black, Her Majesty's Trade Commissioner for Asia Pacific. Stay tuned for that, happening in a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.